This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Authorities in Afghanistan say a massive suicide bomb blast late Saturday inside a packed wedding hall in Kabul killed and injured dozens of civilians there. Interior Ministry spokesman Nusrat Rahimi said that the attacker set off the device among wedding participants near the stage where musicians were performing. One witness said everyone near the bomb was killed. Officials are not expected to release an official death toll until Sunday. There were no immediate claims of responsibility for the bombing in the western part of the Afghan capital. Sudan's pro-democracy movement signed a final power-sharing agreement with the ruling military council on Saturday at a ceremony in the capital, Khartoum. VOA's Isha Sarai reports.
The signing itself was brief, but hours of celebration followed in the capital city. Nirad Abdullah, who herself protested for months ahead of the agreement, stood outside Friendship Hall as the accords were signed. Abdullah says she is happier than she can express that moving forward, a new Sudan will be built. Thousands of people traveled more than 300 kilometers from the city of Atbara, where the first protests that helped to oust President Omar al-Bashir took place in December. Sudanese people in Khartoum joyously celebrated the signing well into Saturday night, knowing there will be days, weeks, and months of difficult work ahead. Isha Sarai, VOA News, Khartoum.
The outgoing head of the European Union's executive, Jean-Claude Juncker, had to cut short his vacation and return to Luxembourg for emergency gallbladder removal surgery. He's a former prime minister of Luxembourg, and he's set to step down from the European Commission job October 31st. This is VOA News. Saturday was a day of dueling rallies in Hong Kong. Tens of thousands of people gathered in Tamar Park in downtown Hong Kong to show their support for the territory's government and police. Meanwhile, across town, opposition protesters gathered by the thousands under umbrellas and continuing protests that have lasted for more than 10 weeks. The demonstrations began as peaceful protests to stop an extradition bill that would allow criminal suspects to face trial in mainland China's legal system. Since then, they have evolved into a movement for democratic reforms. Right-wing groups and counter-protesters and police gathered Saturday in downtown Portland in the United States. AP correspondent Mike Hempen.
Flag-waving members of the Proud Boys and the Three Percenters militia group were the first to gather, some wearing body armor and helmets. But they were met by black-clad, helmet and face mask-wearing anti-fascist protesters. Authorities seized weapons, including metal and wooden poles, bear spray, and shields from several groups. More than two dozen local, state, and federal law enforcement agencies, including the FBI, were at the rally that drew people from all over the country. Early Saturday, President Trump tweeted that Portland is being watched very closely. I'm Mike Hempen.
Representatives of 180 nations met in Geneva Saturday to agree on protections for vulnerable species, taking up issues including the trade in ivory and demand for shark fin soup. The gathering followed 3 months after the first comprehensive UN report on biodiversity warned that extinction is looming for over 1 million species of plants and animals. Yvonne Higuero is Secretary General of CITES.
Business as usual is no longer an option. Everybody has agreed to this in the IPBES report. The assessment confirms that nature's dangerous decline is unprecedented.
The World Wildfire Conference on Trade in Endangered Species, known as CITES, which takes place every 3 years, aims to make sure that global trade in specimens of wild animals and plants does not jeopardize their survival. Italy's hardline Interior Minister Matteo Salvini buckled under pressure Saturday and agreed to let 27 unoccupied minors leave a migrant rescue ship after 2 weeks at sea. Spanish aid group Open Arms said the minors were transferred Saturday to an Italian border patrol boat and processing on the Sicilian island. The fate of the other migrants still on board the Open Arms remained uncertain. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.